When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Protests ahead of the Iran-New Zealand World Cup match.
You know, we are coming here to say no appeasement with Iranian regime. It doesn't matter through the sport or other kind of the politics.
And LA came together to celebrate Pride this weekend.
It's amazing just to see even the police department be open and walking in the parade is... I don't even know how to put that in words.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Monday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, June 15th, 2026. We will look at the World Cup taking over, well, the world, LA Pride festivities on Hollywood Boulevard this Sunday, the tragic passing of a beloved pet following the NBA championship game, an update on the crazy waves hitting the area. Love Island officially makes it to the big screen. Tomatoes are vanishing, but their prices are going up. And exploring Universal Studios on this day in history. But first, let's head to SoFi Stadium. Just hours before Iran takes on New Zealand in the World Cup, a small group of protesters gathered in Inglewood. Emily Valdez has more.
My name is Shokul.
Shokul, and you are from Iran.
Yes, I'm Iranian.
And so how long have you been in the U.S.?
A long time.
What are you protesting here?
You know, we are coming here to say no appeasement with Iranian regime. It doesn't matter through the sport or other kind of the politics. They executing and keep doing every morning, young people. We are here, we are not against the team, but we are against using and abusing sports to showing that the world that they are not, they are the regular regime, they are criminal regime, and they are not welcome to U.S.
I have spoken with some Iranians who say, yeah, they are going to the Iran-New Zealand game tonight, but the flags they're going to be holding are not the ones for the Islamic regime with the red emblem in the center. They're going to be holding the old flags, the one with the golden lion and the sun.
So the World Cup has got the whole world watching. But the matches aren't the only thing people are paying attention to. Although nothing new for them, Japan's soccer fans have become known as one of the most respectful fan bases. Their goal? To leave the stadium cleaner than when they got there. What appeared to be blue flags waved by fans during their match against the Netherlands and Texas turned out to be multifunctional and were actually garbage bags utilized to pick up trash after the match had ended. U.S. broadcaster and Giants quarterback Jameis Winston also joined the fans sporting a Japanese national team jersey as he joined in the cleanup. The team first went viral for their sportsmanship in 2018 when they played Belgium in Russia. Even after their crushing defeat, they'd left their changing room spotless and included a handwritten thank you note in Russian. And A super special fun fact for this World Cup season, our very own Heather Jordan is the only solo female stadium announcer for the games this year. She was at Houston Stadium Sunday calling the Germany-Curaçao game. You can hear her make the calls for all Houston Stadium games. The next match, Portugal versus the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Cultural pride the World Cup brings is not the only pride we are celebrating here in LA. Tens of thousands of people packed Hollywood yesterday for LA Pride. It started with a parade in the morning and a festival that lasted until the evening. Emily Valdez spoke with one family.
My name is Joey Rodriguez. I'm from Houston, Texas.
What do you guys think of the parade?
I think it's pretty cool. You know, a lot of excitement, a lot of music, all the things that she loves, all the things that we love. So it's doing pretty good so far.
And who is this here? Is this your daughter?
Yeah, this is my daughter, Jade.
To a couple, what do you think about the family friendliness of this, where you can come out and bring your kids? How old is she?
She's 3. Okay. We love that it's family friendly. It's kind of hard for us to be able to merge our community with something that we can share with her. So being able to come out here is really important to us.
Celebrations don't always have happy endings. And a dog has tragically passed after he had been shot by police while his owner celebrated a historic Knicks victory. Karen Adams reports.
Such a good dog.
A Justice for Jameson GoFundMe is growing fast after video of the owner grieving over the 2-year-old golden Bernedoodle spread on social media.
Oh my God, Jameson!
Neighbors started rolling soon after an LAPD officer responding to a noise complaint shot the dog still wearing a Knicks jersey.
I can't.
Its owner, a nurse from New York, saying she was only celebrating the Knicks championship win.
The
LAPD says the dog was barking and then charged at the officer after it slipped around its owner. The owner says Jameson didn't bark and wasn't aggressive as it approached the officer. Neighbors furious.
Seriously?
What?
Seriously?
What the?
God.
This is pathetic.
Are you serious?
When there's drug dealers and people stabbing each other outside for a dog.
The investigation into the shooting is ongoing. The owner says Jameson was more than a pet, but her baby, Shadow Joy, and a piece of her heart.
In other difficult news, the surf has definitely been gnarly in SoCal recently. Dangerously so. We can be expecting these conditions until Wednesday this week, so please be safe by the water as there remains a flooding and safety risk, even though waves will look like they have calmed down. Warnings have been pushed even more following the death of a 5-year-old girl when she was swept into the water by high surf in Laguna Beach. The same incident happened again to a man and woman who were undertaken by the water at Panther Beach in Santa Cruz County.
Both of these patients, we believe, were originally sleeping right at the keyhole, which is an area that we're finding catches people unaware. The tides come in, and in this case, they swept out 2 sleeping patients.
Santa Cruz County Volunteer Fire Captain Kyle Brenton says the woman was killed. The man was rescued but remains in critical condition. Here's Pete Demetria with an update on the surf conditions.
Captain Gavin Wright with Newport Beach Lifeguards looked at the surf with a critical eye.
Conditions for the day, we're going to have lots of rip currents and they're going to be strong. We also have king tides coming in, so swim near a lifeguard, and then also for this area we want to stay knee-deep.
Robbie, who's a Northern Californian, came with his wife and young daughter and was uncertain about whether he should risk swimming in the turbulent waters.
I was thinking we're going to go like ankle and knee-deep, but it sounds like it's not too good out here right now. But probably
not just the waves, but the temperature also.
You know what? We're from like Northern California, so it's way warmer. It's warmer down here than the beaches up there. So
this is like a bath.
This is a bath. Yeah.
The currents and tides add up to surf conditions that may be okay for experienced swimmers, but most people should be staying on the beach.
Now, hold on, because I just got a text. That's right. Love Island USA is coming to the big screen next Monday. After a successful start to season 8, the popular game show is coming to theaters near you. On the 22nd, Love Island will be shown nationwide, and you'll have your choice of 4 theaters here in SoCal to see it. In LA County, you can see it at the Regal LA Live near LA Live and the Regal Paseo in Pasadena. In OC, it'll be shown at the Cinemark Century Huntington Beach and the Regal Irvine Spectrum. So we've heard about soaring egg and beef prices in recent years, but what about tomatoes? The summer staple has had major growing interruptions in southern regions like Florida and Mexico, according to the Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. Tomato prices in the U.S. rose about 40% between the months of January and April, the biggest increase in 3 months since the year 2006. Mexico faced intense droughts late last year and floods and early rains this year, leading to a less than bountiful harvest. With almost 90% of our tomato supply coming from Mexico, prices have skyrocketed. And did you know on this day in 1964, modern tours officially began at Universal Studios in Hollywood? Now movie fans could have a special look at dressing rooms, a makeup demo, and even a staged Western shootout. Almost 60 years later, the massive theme park is home to magical lands like the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and Super Nintendo World. The studio tour is also still alive and well, now an hour-long experience through backlots, including a special Jaws experience, and my personal favorite part of the park. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.